This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to focus on part of the struggle over our children. And when I mean a struggle over our children, it's a question about, is there an age, any age at all, where it is too young to introduce those children to controversial aspects of what is called gender ideology? The idea that you may not be a little boy just because of the way you were equipped when you were born. You may actually be a little girl or something else that is more indeterminate. There is a powerful column that appeared in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. It's by Erica Komisar, who has been a guest on this show before. She is a psychoanalyst, and she is the author of Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters, and Chicken Little, The Sky Isn't Falling, Raising Resilient Adolescents in the New Age of Anxiety. Erica, you mention in your piece in the journal that you have seen students, many young adolescents, you point out, who feel overwhelmed by the need to know who and what I am. When is it generally too young to help children, quote, affirm their gender? That's the phrase they use. Or to question the gender that was assigned to them at birth?
Well, thank you for having me on again, Michael. Well, certainly before adolescence, and pre-adolescence starts at the age of 9, early adolescence at around 9. So before the age of 9, children aren't developmentally really ready to be thinking about identity issues. I mean, that's not what they're doing developmentally. They're playing, they're learning, they're developing competencies in certain areas. They're starting to understand what their strengths and limitations are. But they're not meant to really be exploring gender and sexuality in the way that we are sort of forcing it upon them.
When you say not meant to be exploring, what do you mean precisely?
Children have certain defenses that help them to cope with, you know, difficult subject matter, whether it's, you know, sex or death or... And the general rule that therapists give to parents is to wait until children show curiosity and ask questions about those difficult subject matters, and then to answer them with brevity, honestly, but with brevity, and wait for other questions to come. But certainly not to give them too much information or overwhelm them with information that they can't handle. And each child develops individually, developmentally. And so the idea that we can sort of treat all children the same and assume that they can all handle this information at such a young age is just developmentally incorrect.
Let me, speaking of developmentally incorrect, I know you're familiar with the work of Dr. Rachel Levine. It's also Admiral Dr. Rachel Levine, who went through a gender confirmation herself as an adult. She is now the Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services. And she responded to a question on why people can't wait to undergo gender transition or confirmation therapy until they're 18. Listen, this is clip 14.
What would you say to folks who think that they're being reasonable by saying, why can't children just wait till they're 18?
Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you inside feel that you are female, but now you're going through a male puberty?
Is there such a thing as a wrong puberty?
Well, I mean, it's, and I want to be sensitive to what I heard. So I will say that there are individual cases that are, you'd say, more urgent than others. But in general, adolescence, and remember, adolescence starts as young as 9 and goes until 25, right? And so we understand that adolescence is a very emotionally volatile, and you'd say a time when identity is constantly shifting. And so, you know, a 9-year-old or an 11-year-old could say, you know, I want to be a girl, could say I want to be a boy could say I want to be a girl, and I want my breast taken off. But then 2 or 3 years later, they could not feel that way. And so that's really the issue, is that their identities are not settled. And until they are, and until you really look at the underlying, you know, conflicts, losses, traumas to these kids that might be contributing to these feelings of wanting to have their genitals taken off, and you're really not doing these kids any good, because, you know, these are permanent changes, permanent body changes. And there's also a great many kids who have these changes because the world has really gone crazy. And you have psychiatrists and psychologists who are saying, you know, yes, give them what they want when they want it, and don't make them wait. But the issue is many of those kids later have regrets. And again, those are permanent body changes, and that leads to things like depression.
You say in your column that Seattle schools, and this has been a notorious issue here in the Seattle area where I live, Seattle schools teach fourth graders that, quote, some people decide with the help of their doctor to take medicine or hormones to change puberty on purpose to better match their gender. Side effects of puberty blockers you bring up include mood disorders, brain swelling, seizures,
right,
and cognitive impairment.
And
they are also excluding parents here, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And that's too much information for a young child. I mean, you know, what we're doing is really projecting onto very young children adult capabilities in terms of being able to handle. You know, adults are having trouble handling this information, and yet children are being asked to handle this information at such a young age. And I think it's sort of a word that I think of, and I sort of made up, but it's adultomorphizing. It's projecting onto young children adult-like capabilities to handle difficult subject matter. And I just think that it's rather adult-centric in a way, to believe that. And, you know, the other thing is we are talking about a very small number of children, compared to the majority of children. And so in a way, we want to be compassionate, Michael, with individual children. We want to help them find their way through and their parents' way through. But we also want to be careful that the minority doesn't tyrannize the majority, that we're not overexposing, you know, children who are not going through these challenges, you know, to protect the sensitivities of the children that are. And there are ways to both protect the individual without overwhelming the majority.
Very briefly, what would the advice you would give to, say, a 15-year-old who is very eager to transition? Would you suggest just wait it out for a few more years?
Well, I wouldn't say just wait it out. I would make sure that they're in some very serious therapy, both individual therapy and family therapy, and that their parents also get some parent guidance. This is a very serious thing, altering your body in this way. And so, no, it's not just having them sit it out on the bench. It's really making sure that they're in some serious treatment to make sure also there aren't any underlying pathologies that are causing them to feel this way other than just, you know, I mean, I know that the belief now is that being transgender is normative, but the truth is that in many cases there is serious loss, trauma, and pathology under, and we have to look at that too. And so, no, it wouldn't be just sitting and waiting it out. It would be treating them in the meantime and telling them when they're 18, they can make the decision for themselves.
Can you stay to speak for a few minutes more?
Sure.
Erica. Because one of the questions would be, if this is so rare, and statistics tell us it is, why does it seem so prevalent? Why has it become such an overwhelmingly big issue in our public discourse? We'll continue the conversation with Erica Komisar, who wrote this column powerfully called Gender Ideology Isn't Kid Stuff, coming up. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One of the points that Erica Komisar makes in her column, Gender Ideology Isn't Kid Stuff, is she concludes that society needs to respect the role of parents and empower them to make decisions that are best for their families. I posed a question just moments ago. Given the fact that all the indications are the numbers are not high for the prevalence of what people call gender non-normative identification. Given the fact that this is so relatively rare, why do you believe that it has become such a gigantic public issue with so much pressure and concern and, frankly, paranoia on both sides?
Yeah. I think because we've become a society in a positive way that's more compassionate to those who are victims and to the minority who are victimized. And, you know, that goes to, in a positive way, goes to, you know, bullying and trying to prevent bullying and addressing, you know, really compassion towards the minority. But I think it sort of has gotten out of control in that, you know, that compassion has really kind of taken over the conversation, I suppose. I also think that social media has also played a part in this becoming as big an issue as it is. And so, I think a little bit is the, as I said, the minority tyrannizing the majority. And I think that actually started from a good place, which was compassion towards the minority.
And what about the reports in the New York Times? They recently wrote that the number of young people who identify as transgender has nearly doubled in recent years, according to a new report that captures a stark generational shift and emerging societal embrace of a diversity of gender identities. Do you believe that is simply a factor of people talking about it more and giving broader acceptance to a tendency that's always been there?
So adolescents want to identify with groups. And so there is a huge phenomenon going on the internet right now, which is adolescents diagnosing themselves and diagnosing themselves so they can be part of something, part of a group. And they're doing that with many things, not just depression and anxiety and eating disorders, but being transgender and being queer. It's become very cool to be queer and very uncool to be heteronormative or heterosexual or, cisgender, basically. And so I think that that's part of the adolescent sort of developmental path is to want to identify with a group. And I think that this sort of over-diagnosing themselves and wanting to be considered queer is part of wanting to be part of their generation and wanting to be part of a group.
Erica Komisar, I appreciate you giving us this a little bit of extra time. Her column is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It is called Gender Ideology Isn't Kids Stuff. And I wish you Godspeed, Erica. Meanwhile, there was an excellent counter-argument to that idea that we heard from Admiral Dr. Levine before, that you need to move early and help children do their gender affirmation or confirmation or transition or however you want to put it, to do it very early in life, because otherwise they'll go through the wrong puberty. Helen Joyce is an Irish journalist, and she's the author of a book about gender ID ideology, and she had this to say, clip 21.
Something that you may not have thought of is that there's a lot of people who can't move on this, because that's the people who've transitioned their own children. So those people are going to be like, you know, the Japanese soldiers who were on Pacific Islands and didn't know the war was over. They've got to fight forever. This is why, this is another reason why this is the worst social contagion that we'll ever have experienced. A lot of people have done the worst thing that you could do, which is to harm their children irrevocably because of it. Those people will have to believe that they did the right thing for the rest of their lives, for their own sanity and for their own self-respect. So they'll still be fighting. And each one of those people destroys entire organisations and entire friendship groups. Like, I've lost count at the number of times that somebody has said to me of a specific organisation that has got turned upside down on this, oh, the deputy director has a trans child, or, you know, oh, the journalist on that paper who does special investigations has a trans child, or whatever. The entire organisation gets paralysed by that one person, and it may not even be widely known at the organisation that they have a trans child, but it will come out Like people will have sort of said it quietly, and now you can't talk truth in front of that person, and you know you can't. Because what you're saying is, you as a parent have done a truly, like, human rights abuse level of awful thing to your child that cannot be fixed.
And what she's talking about that cannot be fixed is basically removal of parts of your anatomy. And it is very serious surgery because it involves every aspect of who you are and how you function. Speaking of who you are and how you function, President Trump was on Fox News last night. He was doing his performance in front of a live audience, and especially given the revelations that he announced yesterday about receiving a new letter, a target letter, people call it, concerning potential further indictments, further accusations regarding his behavior and performance and impact on January 6th. He was not entirely generous in his estimation about Jack Smith, the special counsel who was investigating him and continuing to do so. Here is President Trump on Fox News with Sean Hannity. This is clip three.
And they come up with this obscure, crazy theory, a madman theory. This guy is a deranged prosecutor who's had tremendous failures all over the place. He's a nasty, horrible human being. They come after me.
Okay, and a nasty, horrible human being. And why? First of all, because Trump, of course, assumes that he wants to do great things that can save the country and save the world. For instance, his promise to end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. How will he do it? Clip 5.
I would tell Putin, you got to settle. I would tell Zelensky, you got to settle. I would tell one, you're going to load up with money. I'd tell the other, you're not going to get any money. I would get a settlement in 24 hours. Now, it should have never happened. You have thousands, hundreds of thousands of dead people right now. Hundreds of thousands. You have cities that are obliterated. I don't know if you've ever seen the cities after they finish with the rockets. You have cities with no buildings standing. It looks like just a demolition zone.
And so what about the one charge against President Trump that should be most concerning to him? That charge is called wire fraud. Why is that more serious than the other potential charges? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You're a nasty person.
Michael MedVet. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. House lawmakers are hearing from IRS whistleblowers alleging preferential treatment by the Justice Department in Hunter Biden's criminal tax case.
Americans should not have to accept two tiers of justice in this country. One, if your last name is Biden, and one for everybody else.
Missouri Republican Jason Smith claimed the DOJ deliberately delayed and denied the investigation into Hunter's taxes. A federal judge is rejecting former President Trump's request for a new trial in the defamation and battery case brought by E. Jean Carroll. Trump requested a new trial after a jury in May found him liable for sexually abusing and defaming the writer. A CDC report reveals a trend in drug overdose deaths involving both cocaine and opioids over the past decade. The rate of such fatalities has surged sevenfold from 2011 to 2021. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved.
Brilliant guy, smart, brilliant, everything perfect.
Everything perfect, right. Well, actually, what President Trump was talking about there with smart, brilliant, who do you think he was describing? I mean, in the past, he said the same thing, smart, brilliant, everything perfect, kind of about Vladimir Putin, who he claims he will help him solve the war in 24 hours. But he was actually praising last night in his encounter with Sean Hannity on Fox News. He was praising Xi Jinping. Listen, clip two.
Think of President Xi, central casting, brilliant guy. You know, when I say he's brilliant, everyone says, oh, that's terrible. You call him. Well, he runs 1.4 billion people with an iron fist. Smart, brilliant, everything perfect. There's nobody in Hollywood like this guy. I got them to pay us $28 billion because they screwed our farmers for years.
Okay, and that's another proof that Xi Jinping is smart, brilliant, everything perfect. And then there's more. Ron DeSantis was doing a counter-programming. I don't know what the ratings are compared to Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. Donald Trump on Fox, which generally has higher ratings than CNN. DeSantis on CNN with Jake Tapper. It's possible that it's more competitive than you might think, because concerning President Trump and Sean Hannity, I do think there's a sense most people have heard it before. And the same kinds of allegations and the same kinds of defenses and problems and going back over old problems, going back to January 6th of 2021, that are just not of the same depth and relevance as the kind of problems we face and will be facing in 2024 and in 2025, the first year of the new presidency. But here was DeSantis trying to walk the line effectively on President Trump with Jake Tapper on CNN. This is clip 13.
If Jack Smith has evidence of criminality, should Donald Trump be held accountable?
So here's the problem. This country is going down the road of criminalizing political differences. And I think that's wrong. Alvin Bragg stretched the statute in Manhattan to be able to try to target Donald Trump. Most people, even people on the left, acknowledge if that wasn't Trump, that case would not have likely been brought against a normal civilian. And so you have a situation where Department of Justice, FBI, have been weaponized against people they don't like. And the number one example of that happened to be against Donald Trump with the Russia collusion. That was not a legitimate investigation. That was being done to try to drive Trump out of office. And so what I've said as president, my job is to restore a single standard of justice to end weaponization of these agencies. We're going to have a new FBI director on day one. We're going to have big changes at the Department of Justice. Americans across the political spectrum need to have confidence that what is going on is based on the rule of law, not based on what political tribe you're in. And then the second thing I would say is this country needs to have a debate about the country's future. If I'm the nominee, we'll be able to focus on President Biden's failures, and I'll be able to articulate a positive vision for the future. I don't think it serves us good to have a presidential election focused on what happened 4 years ago in January. And so I want to focus on looking forward. I don't want to look back. I do not want to see him. I hope he doesn't get charged. I don't think it'll be good for the country.
Okay, this is the best that DeSantis has done so far, it seems to me, on this basic issue. Then, no, the American people don't want to go back endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. It's like the end of Gatsby, the last lines of Great Gatsby, and so we beat on boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past. Well, especially when that past was kind of sordid and unhappy and full of all kinds of wrongdoing on every side. Who wants to go back there? Who wants to relive the election of 2020 or the elections of 2022? Really? Especially if you're a Republican, why would you want to relive it? The basic argument on the other side about President Trump, particularly with January 6th, is, look, we have 500 people who have been either convicted or they have pled guilty or basically have already acknowledged their criminal involvement in aspects of the January 6th riots, where 140 cops were injured, where there was tens of millions, some say hundreds of millions in damage to the Capitol building. It was a serious matter. You can't write it off. I mean, basically, we had no control of the seat of government to allow the certification of an election under the Constitution for hours. And when there are other people who are ordinary, hardworking Americans who plead guilty and are going to be spending, in some cases, long jail terms, the answer to that is not pardon everybody. The answer to that is to make sure that everybody, no matter how powerful or how privileged or how good your defense team is, that everybody who has some responsibility for that horrible day in American history pays some price for it. And is it possible that there is some very clear criminal activity involving President Trump? There's a little section of the New York Times, and it's written by Charlie Savage. And it's important because this actually echoes some of what I have heard speaking to attorneys who are looking seriously at President Trump and his vulnerability. Charlie Savage writes, a constellation of other potential crimes has also surrounded the January 6th investigation. One is wire fraud. Section 1343 of Title 18 makes it a crime punishable by 20 years in prison to cause money to be transferred by wire across state lines as part of a scheme to obtain money by means of false or fraudulent representations. A similar fraud statute, Section 1341, covers schemes that use the Postal Service. Subpoenas issued by Jack Smith suggest that he has been scrutinizing Mr. Trump's political action committee called Save America PAC. It raised as much as $250 million in private contributions, mostly small contributions, telling donors the money was needed to fight election fraud, even if Mr. Trump had been told repeatedly that there was no evidence to back up those claims. The House January 6th committee had also suggested that Mr. Trump and his associates had defrauded his own supporters. It had described how, after the election, they appealed to donors as many as 25 times a day to help fight the results in court and contribute to a defense fund that could overturn the election. But no such defense fund even existed. It wasn't even there. And the Trump campaign used the money for other purposes, including spending more than $200,000 at Trump hotel properties. Throughout the committee's investigation, we found evidence that the Trump campaign and its surrogates misled donors as to where their funds would go and for what they'd be used for. That's what Representative Zoe Lofgren said, Democrat of California, during one hearing. So not only was there the big lie, there was the big ripoff. What does that mean, and what are its consequences? We'll get to that right here on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thanks for taking my call. You're the most brilliant radio talk host in America today.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking for just a few moments about wire fraud, which is a very significant crime. That means basically taking other people's money under false pretenses, having them donate some money to you. In the case of the Trump campaign, in the case of his political action committee, the Save America PAC, he collected, since the election, some $250 million that he claimed was going to be used to overturn the election. And the idea that they never did have a defense fund, that all of their legal undertakings were unsuccessful, more than 60 different cases where they got laughed out of court, basically. There's another aspect to this that people need to think about, is it's been a long time now since Fox News lost a $785 million in a settlement to Dominion voting machines. Now, the basis for the settlement, the basis for Fox News losing, was that it was very clear that they knew very well that the charges of phony voting machines were phony. That it wasn't real. They had no evidence. It showed a reckless disregard for the truth. That is the clear standard in whether you're talking about whether something is defamatory or libelous or simply actionable. If you believe something to be true when you have reason to think that it's true, okay, that's a good out. But Fox did not. And the Trump campaign certainly knew the situation at least as well as Fox. They had done all of this research, gotten all of these reports, and one report after another, including from very partisan Republican sources, that the election just wasn't that close. And that there was no reason to believe that there had been electoral fraud. So if they are bombarding poor people, they're bombarding ordinary Americans up to 25 days times a day with solicitations for contributing to overturning the election when they know there's no chance in the world the election will actually be overturned, then that's very possibly mail fraud if it's a solicitation through the mail, or wire fraud if it's solicitation through the internet, which most of it was. And based upon the fact that we've already had a very expensive litigation that indicates there was no reason for Fox News to believe that there was actual voter fraud that had determined the election was rigged, that's a pretty good blueprint. That's a pretty good path for prosecutors to travel in regards to this particular field of voter fraud. There's something else, and I mention this because right now there's 16 people who are charged in Michigan in the false elector case, as they report in the Wall Street Journal. And going over to the Wall Street Journal now, Michigan's Attorney General yesterday brought conspiracy and forgery charges against 16 people who she said were part of a multi-state effort to cast doubt on the outcome of the 2020 presidential election and keep former President Donald Trump in power. And one of the things that's interesting about that, that actually none of the accounts that I've read have mentioned, but I think it's very, very important, is that Michigan was a state in this election that wasn't close. Georgia was close. Arizona was close. Last time in 2016, Michigan was close. How close? In 2016, Michigan was the closest big state. That was the year Trump won. And Trump won the state of Michigan. And he won the state of Michigan by 0.2%. He won by 10,704 votes. When Biden won Michigan, he won by 15 times the margin. No, literally, Biden's margin of victory in the state of Michigan, it wasn't close. It was 154,188. He won by, and this is, of course, in 2020, Biden won with a margin of 2.78%. Which was similar to the kind of margin that Hillary had won the popular vote for. But in the state of Michigan, Biden carried the state of Michigan by 10,000 votes. Nobody tried to say this has been a ripoff, this election was stolen. Then Trump turns around and wins the state of Michigan. He doesn't. Biden wins the state of Michigan in 2020 by 154,000 votes. And Trump believes that even though 10,000 was plenty for him as a margin over Hillary, the 154,000, that is just too close. That is an indication of electoral fraud. It's a double standard. And it's one of the reasons that particularly in this situation in Michigan, where the election was not close, more than in the situation in Arizona, which is similar, where there's the Arizona Attorney General, Chris Mays, is investigating the transmission of an alternative slate of electors by Trump allies to be included in Congress's county of electoral votes on January 6th. That all is going on as well. Michigan, it seems to me, is a more persuasive situation. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is now the subject of a new Democratic ad, where they basically just quote her indelible voice. But she was on with her real voice on Fox News with Laura Ingraham talking about any further investigation of President Trump regarding January 6th is what she calls election interference. This is clip 15.
Your reaction to the DOJ's target letter against President Trump.
It's outrageous. I can't believe that this is going on. This has been happening for 8 years to President Trump, and every single time over and over, he's proven innocent. And the American people will not tolerate this. I mean, look at Jack Smith. He's such a lousy attorney. He's got overturned cases, mistrials, and judicial rebukes. and he has his target set on President Trump, and it's all to basically change the 2024 election.
Do you think it's election interference?
I do. I absolutely do. It's the same thing we saw with the Hunter Biden laptop. They want to control the narrative in the news, and they believe if they can paint President Trump guilty of some kind of seditious conspiracy, they believe they can convince the American people that they can't elect President Trump and that they have to reelect Joe Biden.
Okay, they have proven seditious conspiracy for a lot of the people from Proud Boys, from Oath Keepers, and other organizations, to not investigate the potential participation of people close to President Trump and the president himself is exactly the kind of double standard that you would think Marjorie Taylor Greene would want to condemn. This is the latest Democratic campaign ad playing the words of Marjorie Taylor Greene from a recent speech. Listen, this is clip 16.
Joe Biden had the largest public investment in social infrastructure and environmental programs that is actually finishing what FDR started, that LBJ expanded on, and Joe Biden is attempting to complete programs to address education, medical care, urban problems, rural poverty, transportation, Medicare, Medicaid, labor unions, and he still is working on it.
The still is working on it. Those are all her words. I didn't think she would have been pleased to see them used in a Democratic ad. But it's a clever ad if you're trying to rouse Democratic support, which, of course, Joe Biden, with his abysmal poll ratings, definitely is. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Chris Christie campaign, which just seems to be gathering some support, particularly in New Hampshire, where he is concentrating most of his attention. Certainly not to Iowa or South Carolina, where Chris Christie is going to be less of a factor. We'll also be talking about a claim that Republican officials are terrorists and the controversy over a new, very popular country and Western song called Try That in a Small Town. Is it really an advocacy for lynching? We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.